we fill it?
So you'll spill it.
What will it be tonight?
Red
or white?
As in a blend of burgundy.
Drink wine.
Spill tea.
Hey everybody, I'm CJ.
And I'm Jamie, and this is
Drink Wine Spill Tea,
the podcast where we talk about anything and everything, but with a sense of humor.
So pour yourself a glass of wine,
put in your AirPods,
and let's spill some tea.
That's how you know if we're together or remote, is if you hear the clink.
Oh yeah, the clink.
Yeah.
And if we say drink wine spill tea at the same time, as opposed to drink wine, drink wine spill tea.
So, yep.
It's yeah. Truly like drink wise, but drink wise.
Wait, who is the second one that you're doing? Is it?
It's always you because
I'm trying.
Yeah, because it's based off of when I start, so you're always the one that's delayed naturally.
Whatever.
But if you say it first, then I match it because it's never mind. It's always you though.
You're right.
Also, before we start, just want to give a shoot. A huge shout out to our former guest, Baylin Moyano, because she just announced today, well, they announced, Broadway World announced, that she is going to be on the Hadestown National Tour.
So talented.
As one of the Fates. We shared her picture. Super happy for her.
She deserves it. Like, that's an example of someone who deserves it and is a good person and who works very hard getting what they deserve.
And has the fucking talent.
Yes.
She has the talent and she's been waiting and she deserves it.
I mean, and also, she was just able to turn Equity, too. She wasn't able to for so long.
I'm just so happy for her. I think that's so cool. I actually know another girl on it, too. She was in Where the Tigers with Zoe. So, stacked cast.
Yeah. Can't wait to see it. We should travel wherever it goes if they're not going to do it in New York, we should go to, like, wherever they go.
I'm sure that they'll do it, like, upstate.
Yeah, upstate or, like, Philly or yeah. New Jersey or something.
My dog is really enjoying the attention that we're giving him
and
right
I'm
now.
Taking pictures.
You are the most distracting
guest host. I brought him some treats today. Rotisserie chicken flavored with all human ingredients.
Rough Puffs. They're called Rough Puffs.
R-U-F-F. You know I saw those Rough Puffs and I was like, grabbing them.
I'm taking them. I'll take five.
I don't care the price.
You have rotisserie chicken? Do you have salmon? Salmon? Anything? Ground beef? All I see is chicken out here. Why don't I just get chicken? What about turkey?
For real though, I almost bought him salmon jerky. Is that allowed or no?
I don't know.
Yeah, I wasn't sure. So I just stuck with what I thought I knew.
Everything is pretty much fine as long as it's not raw, like rawhide. Anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I figured.
But they did give him something today at the vet that I looked at and I was like, that looks like it's like a raw treat. But I trust their judgment. Whatever they give me, I'm sure is fine.
Yeah.
But also, the vet that I go to is like so hip and trendy. I was I was sitting in the waiting room and I was like, wait, I don't want to leave yet.
Do you and Matt go to the same?
Like, wait.
Do you and Matt go to the same vet?
We will now because I just started going to this vet because my friend recommended it to me and she has an Aussie doodle, a mini Aussie doodle. And
stop it, you little idiot.
And he's been going to this really expensive vet in Chelsea that when, like, he heard the prices that, like, we were paying, he was like, wait, what?
Yeah.
And so now he's going to get her, like, annual shots at my vet.
Yeah.
So he's going to make an appointment for that. But we weren't going to the same vet. But it's super bougie and hip, and they gave me a little swag bag. They called it a puppy pack. And it's a little tote bag.
Love.
With a little bandana, yes. A toothbrush, some treats, and some poop bags.
Love it.
Which I don't use for him because I just pick up his poop with toilet paper and then flush it down the toilet because he can't go outside yet.
When, though?
Well, so after 3 more weeks and then he goes and gets his final round of shots and then he can go outside.
3 more weeks.
So 3 more weeks.
And then you're coming to stay with me for a weekend.
Yes. I mean, honestly, he could do that now. You just wouldn't be able to take him outside.
And I can't possibly be asked.
Exactly.
Not to take him outside.
Right.
Like, I want to take him, because we have that, like, shared backyard and courtyard.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to play fetch. We're going to take him to Aubergine. He's going to be so cute. He's going to sit outside.
I love how much he doesn't understand fetch right now. Like, you truly, like, he wants to play with the toy, but you throw it, and he just, like, turns and looks at it, and then looks at you like, why would you move it? I wanted that. and then he goes and gets it, but he doesn't understand the concept of, like, bringing it back to you. He's like,
isn't it part lab?
No, that's a labradoodle.
What the hell is he?
Golden retriever and a poodle.
A golden doodle?
Yeah. Do you understand?
Oh, I thought he was a labradoodle.
No. Mm-hmm. Is that okay? Do you for the other one?
I don't know. I like whatever he is. Are you looking at him differently now? It was like when my dad found out that one of our dogs was half pit bull, half something else, Chihuahua. My dad did not talk to our dog for 3 days, and my mom was like, "You're a racist! You're racist against my dog!" And then after that, my dad was fine with the dog. But yeah, he didn't talk to Dot for 3 days.
I've been seeing these things on TikTok that are saying, like, golden doodles are, like, horrible dogs and, like, they're mutts and stuff like that. And I was literally, first of all, a mutt is, like, when you don't know what they are. So you're an idiot. We're aware of what they are. So that's literally Google the term mutt. Second of all, like, why are you comparing them? Like, why is mutt the equivalent to bad? So that's also really shitty. And also, absolutely not true.
And also, don't be prejudiced against my dog. Yeah. Don't be racist. Don't be...
Also, bitch, I can tell you right now he's not a mutt because he costs far too fucking much for him to be a mutt.
Yeah.
So, you hush. But I also saw this TikTok that was like, the worst combination of dogs and names based on if their owner sucks. And it was like golden retrievers named Cooper. And I was like, oh, damn, wow. And but the first one was like golden doodles named Bentley or something like that. And I was like, oh, damn. But I swear, I was like, my ass is not going to be on here.
No.
Because nobody has a dog named Tater. Well, they probably do, but
mine's Tater, the best one. Tater, Elizabeth, Becky, Bathian. Hamilton, Marie, Nicole, Claire, Stephanie Bathiani. Tot Bathiani.
Tot. He is a little Tater Tot. Okay, anyway, how are you?
I'm fine. I'm good. Finally, I had to sell my firstborn child to get my security deposit back, but I just got it literally when I was on my way here, so that was good. So that's in my account, so I'm feeling spicy about that.
I love that.
Just trying to get this book edited and done, and then I can finally build the studio in my room and put most of the shit away in my room. Our apartment is coming along. We have most of the boxes unpacked and we're setting everything up. We just are waiting. We bought a like trunk for our coffee table because we thought it was cute, and also it's more storage because that's what our apartment lacks, storage. So two birds with one stone. So that's almost all done. Just still bartending, and that's going fine. You know, chill, easy. The people I work with are fine. Yeah, it's whatever. And I'm just trying to get this book finished. So, yeah, that's what I'm doing. How about you?
Wait, are you, like, officially out of your old apartment now?
Yes.
That's so exciting.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It's, like, I'm really excited for you to see the new place.
I'm excited, too.
Yeah.
I've never seen you outside of that small cave that you used to live in.
I lived there for 5 years. It was my home.
No, and it became a cave.
It's truly, I mean, it's amazing. The light that we have in the apartment now, because we actually have windows.
Oh, yeah. You never had windows.
Yeah, we didn't have windows. It's, like, gated, so we're, like, completely safe. It's on Skillman Ave, which is, like, pretty bougie and nice, even though it's rent-stabilized and pretty cheap for a two-bedroom, so that's great. We have that shared backyard and courtyard, and the roof, like, view is stellar. Also, I cannot wait for you to come, because we're going to – literally, if you walk out of my gate, you look right across the street, and there's this little, like, place called Dawa's. Mm-hmm. And it's the most amazing food I've ever had in my adult life. You are going to love it. It's like so delicious and spicy. And
what kind of food?
It's Himalayan. But oh, yeah, it's like Asian-y.
I love. I'll try literally any kind of food.
Yes. And you'll love the things that we ordered. You'll love, like, spicy pepper chicken.
Oh,
these
love.
Like little like curry chicken dumplings. We got we're not going to get these again because we liked them, but they were a lot like latkes, and we eat those all the time because we're Jewish. But it was like potato flatbreads that were like really fucking good. Oh my God. My mouth is watering. I'm starving.
This is so random, but you just reminded me of this because you just said you're Jewish. And then I have two things to say, and then we'll get into what we were going to talk about today.
I want to know how you are really quick too.
Oh, I'm fine. Literally, I've just been taking care of this dog. That's all I've been doing, taking care of this dog and
You're
working. I know. And,
so fucking cute. Look at the way he's looking at me. I love that dog. Thank God I'm a godmom.
Anyway, thank you for asking. You being Jewish, they just announced the Funny Girl revival.
Is it Lady Gaga? Did you see that?
Well, no, but people are saying, like, all these people that they, like, want to be in it, and a lot of people are speaking up and being like, all these women are incredibly talented. Why aren't a single one of them Jewish? Like, why are you literally only suggesting, like, and I even saw a tweet that was like, I love that we're, like, suggesting so many women of color. I think that they deserve the world. If they're not Jewish, they shouldn't be considered for the role.
I actually, it's funny that we mentioned it, because I actually have a lot to say about that as well. And I know that some people do not agree with me on this, but this is just kind of my opinion. If we're going to be casting, like, obviously, and we should, appropriately from now on, like, we want, like, everything to be represented correctly, I think that needs to apply to Jewish culture as well, because we have a rich history and a culture that, I mean, even though I don't practice the religion, I'm very proud to be a part of that culture. And I understand that. I mean, my dad said this to me the other day. He was like, you're an example of the American dream. Mm-hmm. He was like, your family came over to escape the Holocaust. You are third generation and you were living that. He was like, you would not be here without immigrants. We are immigrants. Like, that is just our lineage. And recently, within the decade of that, not the decade, what is it? The century.
Yeah.
As that, he was like, that
your
is
your dad's second generation.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Both my parents are, and then my grandparents are first. So I'm a quarter of four things because my parents' grandparents are all came over on the boat. I think my grandpa came over when he was four. So maybe he's not even, I don't know. But that being said, it's like, yeah, I don't like seeing productions, especially of like Fiddler, but like productions where people are playing Jewish people and seeing it stereotyped, and then they're not Jewish, because I can tell right away, because it's like, you don't, there's no, like, knowledge in your eyes about the culture. You can just tell, and I do find it kind of offensive.
Yeah.
I do, because, again, it, like, Al Pacino playing, I mean, if you haven't watched Hunters, skip over this part. I was really pissed that it was Al Pacino the entire time until the very last 10 minutes of the very last episode.
Forget.
Because he was...
Is there a second season?
There's gonna be, because he's really the wolf, so he's not really Jewish. He literally, like,
Right.
But I know that they made this thing, and they asked Logan Lerman to be a part of it, and Logan Lerman is, like, Jewish, and was like, I'll be a part of this, but it needs to be completely rewritten, because it doesn't represent my people well.
Yeah,
and I was like, yes, like, that's how it, like, needs to be. So, yeah, I completely agree with that, and there are plenty of people of color who are Jewish. Fucking cousin is bluish, and having his name be Justin Moskowitz, but then he looks like he is just like, he does not look Jewish at all. It's hilarious. But that being said, I strongly agree with that.
Yeah, I was seeing the tweets and stuff, and they're like, hey, Lady Gaga's fantastic. She has no place being in this because she's not Jewish. And like, absolutely, if they cast a black Fanny Bryce or an Asian Fanny Bryce, anything like that, that'd be incredible. But if they're not Jewish, don't waste your time, because then that is also tokenism for the wrong reason, because you're not casting someone that's appropriate for the role. You're not casting the right person for the role. You're casting somebody solely based on the fact that you want to prove a point, and that point is not proven because you are then completely insulting the community that shouldn't be insulted in this situation.
Yes, I completely and 100% agree.
Good. Yeah, that's I just thought that was really interesting. And I was like, honestly, I don't need a Funny Girl revival. But again, I think that, like, if they're going to do it correctly, then it could be really cool and powerful. But I digress. It's probably going to be Lea Michele. But hey, at least she's Jewish. So.
No, she's canceled. I don't think Broadway. But
that's true. I could see them maybe not doing it.
Completely fired from
Fresh? I don't remember.
I think it's HelloFresh.
Do you know if Jessica Vosk is Jewish?
Oh, I don't.
Her last name sounds very German, but you can't, I mean, it's very possible to be German and Jewish, but. Because I think she would be incredible, and she just shared something recently. She was like, oh my God, wait, is this my audition to be Fanny Bryce? Like, I don't know. Like, just like being obnoxious. And I was like, oh my God, you'd be fucking incredible. I hope she's Jewish for the sake of that.
She's Jewish.
Hell yeah. If it's not Jessica Vosk, it doesn't need to happen.
Yeah.
Because that bitch needs to come back to Broadway. She's so fucking good. So, the second thing is that, so I've been watching The White Lotus, which is an incredible show, and I still think that you should watch it.
You are the 10th person to tell me.
I know. So this most recent episode was really good, and I think that the writing is really incredible, and I think that it does, like, a really good job at making, like, social commentary. Alas, there was a line in this recent episode that I absolutely fucking hated, and it made me so mad and reminded me that we neglect so many things when we're like on this new like woke culture thing, like trying to make everyone feel included and stuff, which everyone should. But I, as a society, we don't like, how do I say it? We only want to include the large majority of people that should be. Does that make sense? Like, if it's the smallest,
we don't care,
like,
about it.
Thing, it doesn't matter. And it, that can be, we can say whatever we want about it. And that pisses me off. So this line, Connie Britton's character starts like cussing because she gets mad at her family, and her daughter goes, "What's with the Tourette's, mom?" And it made me so mad because I was like, granted, the character, it's very on brand for her because she's just like a punk teenager, but I'm like, okay, sure. But you're just perpetuating a stereotype, and that makes me really mad because, like, why aren't we taking that seriously? Like, why isn't that just because it's not, like, a huge thing and, like, it's not, like, detrimental to someone's health? Like, it makes me mad. Like, I don't like that we just, like, that is now an HBO Max show that just, like, had, like, a line about something that was inaccurate. Like, that makes me mad.
That's what I'm saying. If we're gonna do something for one culture, one whatever, we need to do it for all of them. We can't, yeah. And that's the thing, we can't pick and choose
exactly
what the things that we're going to be woke about.
Yeah. And of course, having Tourette's is not equivalent to being black. Like, I would never say that, but, like, obviously those are very different things. But it's, I also, like, it frustrates me that, like, that is something that will forever probably be just kind of, like, tossed aside and neglected, and will always have the connotation of, like, people cussing and, like, yelling and, like, blurting shit out. So then now I still have to constantly remind people that that's not what it is when they find out that I have Tourette's. And it makes me mad that an HBO Max show chose to still put that dialogue in just because it was, like, funny for the sake of the bit. And I'm like, well, that's rude. I don't know. Like, that's not helping anyone's cause.
Yeah. I mean, I agree. I have nothing to say. I just, other than I agree.
Yeah, it's just silly, you know? Like, I don't know. Again, obviously, that's nowhere near what everyone's going through in the grand scheme of things. I don't give a fuck. Like, I make fun of Tourette's all the time. But I'm allowed to. And so, I don't know. I just thought that was really interesting when I watched that today. I was like, for a show that is, like, very, like, focused on being, like, hyper-aware of what's going on in the world, that was a super, like, insensitive line to, like, write. You know?
Yeah, I agree.
But whatever. Fuck you, HBO Max. It's still a really good show, and I'm gonna watch it. I couldn't recommend it anymore. And I'm obsessed with that actress. It doesn't matter. But, like, it's just, like, stupid.
Yeah.
Anyway, so should we dive into the drama that I wanted to discuss today?
Yes, and I can't wait.
Jamie does not know what this drama is.
So explain what we're doing.
So a couple of days ago, there was this little Facebook drama between two people that I went to high school with. And I think that it's really, really funny and also just, like, worth discussing because this is Drink Wine Spill Tea. And we haven't spilled tea in a very long time. It's been far too long. And I just feel like, and Jamie doesn't know what this is yet. And I feel like it's very relevant to, like, what we've been talking about on the podcast and just, like, in general, like, life. So I think that it's worth talking about. So for context, I'm going to read the drama to Jamie and then we're going to discuss it. We're going to, like, dissect it. So before I read what it is, so the person that made this, I got a text of a screenshot of a Facebook status from my friend Alicia, which was incredible, and it was from this guy who graduated high school with me, and I was definitely friends with, like, we were friends, like, our junior and senior year of high school because we were both, like, in theater together, and then, like, he hung out with, like, some of my friends, and so him and Alicia were, like, friends as well. But, like, we haven't, like, remained friends, but he's very smart, very liberal. He was, like, in toward the top of our class. Like, if I had to, I forget now, but if I had to guess, he'd probably be, like, definitely top 10, probably, like, 6th or 5th, something like that in our class, which it was a very competitive school. So he's very smart. So she sent me this screenshot of his Facebook status, and this is what it said. Random post from a heated moment in my psyche, but I think it's time we really start calling people out, specifically the COVID anti-vaccine quote-unquote experts. In this past couple of months, I've had people I've known die from COVID-19. Also, unfortunately, I've been in and out of the hospital for the past few months with my own complications unrelated to COVID or the vaccine. but I was secure in knowing my entire care team in the hospital was vaccinated and I myself was vaccinated. In addition, they were wearing PPE and made sure to quarantine COVID patients, change PPE, and prevent any cross-contamination. Unfortunately, there are people in the healthcare field that refuse to vaccinate, and on top of that are actively spreading lies about vaccine, potentially causing others to not get the vital, get this vital vaccine. I have the unfortunate situation of quote unquote knowing someone with this mindset tags.
He tagged the person?
We graduated high school together and they are constantly spreading misinformation. It's starting to become downright dangerous and extremely frustrating. I encourage others to find the other people in their life, specifically healthcare workers, and call them out on spreading misinformation about the vaccines, in parentheses, not advocating violence or extremism, simply publicly calling them out. It's time to lift the veil and see who is really a healthcare provider and who will risk the patient's health for their own reasons. So that's the Facebook
status. I have a lot to say about that already.
Okay, let's dive into that.
Okay, well, first of all, I mean, he said he was going to call people out, and he held true to his word, mm-hmm. which, smart. Also, this is 100% true because I told this, and I think it was the last episode, I, at my restaurant, dealt with two people yes. who were like, I work in science in the lab. And I was like, where? And they were like, over at, couldn't even tell me where. Yeah. They were like, but I'm in the healthcare and we don't believe in the vaccine. And I was like, well, I don't believe that the vaccine is something to believe in. I think it's a vaccine.
Yeah. Right.
So I think everyone should get it.
Also, like,
it shouldn't be something that we believe in. It's not religion.
Yeah. And it's also not political, although we're pretending like it is. Also, good luck getting a job in the medical field right now because they're literally going to require you to have the vaccine. So same you're
thing
stupid.
With, same thing with gyms, movie theaters, and bars. I know. Here.
It's they're like, oh my God. Some, if you're a healthcare provider and you don't believe in the vaccine, I don't know how you became a healthcare provider. I genuinely don't. Yeah. I don't know how you got there.
Well, so, okay. So my sister right now is dealing with two people at her gym who believe in COVID-19 but don't believe in the vaccine.
What?
Because they think that COVID, and they truly 100% believe this, was started from the government, and they believe that the vaccine is something to that way they could some like keep track of us or something like that. And my sister, who is a little hot-headed, she...
I love that about her.
Yeah. It was a little hot-headed, was getting... She was like, her ears were, like, bright red. And she was like, where are you getting your information? And one of them was like, I'm getting it mostly through Facebook. But... And my sister was like, I'm going to stop you right there. If you're not getting your information from NPR, from any other news source other than Facebook, I don't give a shit about your opinion. You're about to be fired. And I was, like, really proud of her in that moment for, like, sticking to her guns, but it's also, like, so frustrating because that is where I believe the majority of people are getting their information from. It's from social media, and we all have watched these documentaries that literally proves that these social media platforms, literally, if you click on conspiracy theories, they show that you're prone to them, and they send you more conspiracy yes. theories. No one expects you to believe it, but they'll send you more conspiracy theories. Therefore, you're not getting the correct information. Therefore, you're an idiot.
Yes.
Anyway.
And also, like, what was I just going to say? Oh, first of all, what I want to say about, like, believing in COVID and then not believing in the vaccine and, like, thinking that the government started it. Okay, like, if the government wanted to track us that badly, like, first of all, they probably already are.
They already have our blood. We've all been in the hospital.
And that's what I'm saying. I'm like, so the vaccine, nothing's coming out
Google
of
Google image your house.
Yeah, like literally the government, everyone in the world that is in power can find us. That's no secret. China, they can find us. Russia, they can find us.
If they wanted to murder me, they could.
They can find us. Yes. If they really wanted us controlled that badly, we could be controlled in a second.
Yep.
The vaccine is not changing anything about that. Yes, so anyway, and I also, like, I do really believe that a lot of it is coming from, like, social media, and that's just so stupid and damaging. I was laughing so hard because, so I FaceTimed my grandma for her birthday last week, and they were all out at this restaurant or whatever, and it was, like, she could, like, hardly hear me, but her and my aunt both were like, oh my gosh, how is it there? It must just be so scary. And every time people do that, even if for some reason, like, it was scary here, I always am like, oh, it's perfect. What? No, it's great. No. I'm having the best time. It's so nice here.
That is how
we're treating everything so well. Everyone's safe. Everyone's healthy. Just because I'm like, you're so dumb because the only reason you think that is because you see like a Facebook status that's like, New York is dying. I'm like, no, we're literally handling it better than every other fucking place in the country.
But that's how it's been since the beginning of COVID and the shutdown.
It was
bad for a while, especially in Queens when Jamaica was the number one place
world. Yeah, but because we didn't have anything in place to help yet. Exactly. And we're the biggest fucking population in the country.
New York is fine, but then I was talking to Andy, my old roommate. He's come back twice, and I just saw him last Thursday. And he was like, how was everything? I'm like, it's fucking fine. He was like, oh, there are headlines in South Carolina saying that the homeless is rising up again.
Oh, yeah,
and it's happening. And like all of this stuff. And it's like the headlines of these people are like villainizing New York,
yeah,
to make it, it's honestly, you know what it is? It's modern day propaganda.
It is.
That's what it is.
It wants, because they want it to be clear that like the most liberal place in the country is the one having the hardest time.
And
it's not.
In the history books, when they talk about propaganda, there are going to be examples from this, and you're all going to be the dumb people who believed it. It's so embarrassing.
It's going to be so embarrassing. I can't wait for there to be a documentary one day about the whole COVID-19 pandemic. And I can't wait to see how fucking dumb you
because there's that argument where it's like, oh, you know, there are no right sides. Everyone has their opinions. And like, I'm entitled to mine.
No.
But like, look at the Civil War. And everyone had their opinions, but one side was right and one side was wrong.
Correct.
But slavery is wrong.
Exactly.
So it's like one side is right here and one side is wrong. Not every opinion is correct.
No.
And they're on the wrong side of history.
You know what? Their opinions are like buttholes and everyone has them, but one of them might be poopy. And that is a poopy butthole opinion.
And no one likes a poopy butthole.
And no one likes a poopy butthole. You gotta wipe that shit away.
Yeah.
And that's what we're doing with the vaccine. We're wiping that shit away.
Hygiene.
That was an incredible analogy that I just made.
So good. Cheers to you.
So here's the next part of this. And this is the really exciting part of the drama.
I can't wait. We should do this more often.
I know. So our dear friend,
who he called out?
Yes. Comments on the Facebook status.
I'm laughing already.
Ready?
No.
Hey. I have contacted an attorney regarding your harassment and stalking, as we may have gone to the same school? ? I do not know you, and I am happy to move forward legally. Thank you.
Stalking?
So first of all, yes, let's define harassment and stalking, because neither of those things are that.
Really quickly, before we dive into this, I also hate when people use harassment and stalking in loose terms like that, because I think it diminishes when women are like, I am being harassed and stalked, and I don't think that's good or fair at all. You need to be careful with your terminology, because when someone is harassed or stalked, we need to take that seriously.
Literally, one Facebook status tagging you is not harassment.
No.
And it's not
stalking. It's calling you out.
It's 100% not stalking.
Maybe it's cyberbullying, but like, you deserve it, maybe. Yeah. I don't know.
So that's the funny number one. Funny number two is that she said, apparently we went to high school together. I do not know you.
Did they use a date?
That is hilarious. No, they didn't. But I dated her in middle school for like a week. Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
But anyway, so I'm just like laughing so hard, because while this boy was not like captain of the football team, you know what I mean? But he was, again, like in the top of our class. I'm pretty sure he was like a class officer of some sort, like a treasurer or like secretary, something like that. But like, he was very, like, involved in our school. And we went to the same school from 6th grade until 12th grade. Like, and we only had 182 people in our graduating class. You know who he is. You graduated with him. Like, that's embarrassing. And also, she was, like, relatively, like, I hate using the phrase popular, but she was. Like, she was, like, relatively popular. I was laughing my ass off at that comment. I do not know you. I was like, bitch, yes, you do. But also, harassment and stalking, you are so incredibly ignorant and stupid. And also, I was laughing because I wanted to comment so bad, because I was texting my friends and I was like, dare me to comment this. I wanted to comment because, so for context, she left halfway through our senior year and transferred to like a, no offense, like worse school. Like, it's not a bad school by any means, but like, it was pretty stupid for her to give up her education where we went to go to the school. But anyway, so she did that halfway through her senior year with like a few months left because her ex-boyfriend slept with her friend. That's why she transferred. And then she became like a Christian and got like one of those fish tattoos on her foot.
What does a fish tattoo have to do with being a Christian?
It's like a symbol. It's like, you know, like the, you've probably seen it before. It's like the outline of like a little fish. And I really, it's
oh my
like,
God, fish are Christian?
Just, it doesn't matter. That's not the point. We'll look it up later.
We'll talk about that later.
Yeah, but anyway, it's like from a Bible verse, but she got a tattoo on her foot, and I wanted to comment and be like, you probably don't remember him because you left halfway through our senior year. Like, I was laughing so hard at that. Isn't that tea?
Yes. No, that is it. Wait, is there more?
So, yes. She did go on to block him and delete her comment, but he did make another comment because he said, bitch, I'm relentless. Okay, so she unblocked him because obviously she needed to come back and look. He comments back, feel free. I'm happy to cooperate with any investigation as nothing in this post or others is in any way illegal. I'd be happy to explain to you why that is, but considering you don't know how to do the slightest research on figuring out who I am, in parentheses, literally all it would have taken is clicking on the profile and glancing at overlapping friends or seeing the high school and year I graduated, ... or research on vaccines, ... I doubt you know how to research on law practices. And then somebody commented this gif.
Get her, Jade.
And so then somebody from our high school, like a teacher, commented a link to like misinformation on like vaccines and stuff, and that really killed me because it was like a former teacher. I was like, that's embarrassing. Your former teacher had the audacity to comment that on, like, that means she even thinks you're an idiot. So then comments, after threatening lawsuits from stalking and harassment, deleted her comments and blocked me. But the fact still remains that she is spreading falsehoods and encouraging others to follow her. I stand by my comments. I still hope others call out this malice in the healthcare field. And to those who have reached out privately to express support for someone finally speaking up about this topic, and her specifically, I hear you, I see you, and you aren't alone. To those who have stated the hypocrisy in lowering bullying you in high school, I hear you too. I'm not advocating bullying, just awareness and calling and public calling out. Although it pains me to hear about the bullying you've endured at her hands, I can't fix that, but I can lend an ear and maybe someday perhaps she should / can reach out to people from her past and repent as she loves to preach. And then he commented again, and I'm just liking all of these, and tagged her and said, unblocked me for a hot second just to review this post and who liked it, ... girl is hashtag bothered. And so the best part about it on my end, first of all, what do you think about that? I love that I just found out right now live that she recently unblocked him so that she could review
that. Live? Okay, yeah. So overall,
like, I didn't know that happened until just now.
Calling people out, especially on social media, I just think is always drama.
I think it is too.
If you actually want to make change, I firmly believe that you talk to the person directly and off social media so that way you can have a conversation and actually try to make the person see their view. But I think in this day and age, people are so set in their ways and they think that everything is so black and white that no one is ever going to change their mind, even when information is given to them, because right. No one likes to be proven wrong. I just think about that. I do think that calling people out publicly, if that's what you want to do, then great, do it. Because yeah. Then at least these people know that we see you and we right. Hear you, and then we can see who is agreeing with you.
Exactly.
And they can see how many people are believing in that, and you can feel maybe kind of dumb. So it's like, I can see how both work and not work. But I do think that he's right in every, I mean, I agree with him in every sense of the word. I think this woman sounds very dumb.
She is.
She's definitely sounding like the definition of a Karen to me, which I don't know if you listen to Sarah Silverman's no. podcast, but
Jamie, to answer your question, I still don't.
There's a woman who is like, my name is Karen, and I just feel like it's really hard now to live my life. And Sarah Silverman was like, oh, is it? Is it hard for you? And it is so. But anyway.
I had an argument with my parents about that one time, too. They were like, well, that's just bullying. That's mean. And I was like, my God. I said, well, neither of you have the name Karen, so I think you'll be fine. Like, I think it's okay.
Yeah.
And I was like, don't act like one, and then people won't say it, you know?
Yeah, like, That's the thing. And also, if you're going to, here's another thing, just really quickly. If you're going to openly share these views that are controversial, then you should expect people to be upset with them.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, even on TikTok, now that I'm like addicted to TikTok and I like watch these videos, thank you. I mean, every single video, people are responding to the meanest comments that literally mean nothing. God, it's like about babies.
Bullying on TikTok.
People are like, your baby's ugly. And then, like, all this kind of stuff. And it's like, yeah, you even if you post pure content that is completely... Oh, my God, is he dreaming? I love him. Anyways.
He's dreaming a lot.
I love him. He's dreaming so hard. Okay. Even if you post content that is pure and, like, political free and just, you're simply like...
Someone's gonna comment.
Yeah, you're posting, I read this book today and now I'm going to get a coffee. Someone's like, fuck you and your coffee. You know what I mean? It's like, no matter what, people are gonna disagree. So you should just, especially if you're gonna post something that's controversial.
Anyways. No, people have, I mean, people have commented some mean shit. Not that mean, but, like, people have commented, like, rude things on my TikTok and I'm like, where does that come, like, what did I do to you in this moment?
I'll fight them all.
But anyway... I agree with you that, like, is calling somebody out publicly necessarily, like, the mature route to go? 1,000,000% not. Do I agree with it? I don't think so. Do I love the drama? Yes. But I will say that in these situations, I think that sometimes, like, the sheer embarrassment of the public call out is, like, enough for somebody to be, like, what the fuck? Like, I just feel like she never expected somebody like that, who she hardly remembers, to call her out, because she probably didn't think that anyone was seeing that.
And then she probably saw her friends liking his.
Exactly. And then she saw people from, like, high school liking it and stuff like that. And she was like, what the fuck? So I feel like the embarrassment of it is worth the immature side of calling somebody out publicly. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Especially, like, in this case, because, like, to be honest, like, if I saw somebody, like, post something, like, homophobic, like, I would feel like, all right, like, I don't necessarily think that this is the high road for me to, like, make a Facebook status about it, and I may look a little stupid, but if that makes them feel like an idiot for saying something dumb and incorrect, then it's kind of worth it for me.
But do you think she felt like an idiot, or do you think she was like, this, like, peasant is, like, doesn't know what he's talking about?
I think that she felt stupid enough if she's truly contacting an attorney. Because I think that
I don't think she did.
Contact an attorney.
Yeah.
But to say it, you know what I mean? Because that means that she was defensive. If somebody did something like that to me and I didn't think that I was in the wrong, like, I truly was, like, not embarrassed at all. Like, I was just kind of like, okay. Like, I would truly be like, LOL, you're a stupid bitch for doing this and fuck you. You know what I mean? Yeah. I wouldn't. But if I were like, hey, and I've contacted my attorney due to harassment and stalking, it's like, that's because you felt threatened, because you know that that person just called you out publicly and now you look like an idiot.
That's fair.
And then he was blocked and the comment was deleted so that she couldn't see it and her name wasn't seen as being tagged, you know? So, I don't know. I just thought that the whole thing was so fucking funny, and I love that it happened in my graduating class. I love that I knew both of them, and I'm obsessed with the fact that she acted like she didn't remember him. I'm obsessed with the fact that she acted like she didn't remember him. That's comedy.
That is comedy.
That bitch, she should be a comedian for that. That's hilarious. That is hilarious. I was sharing this with my friends. Bitch, I put it on my close story. I was like, the drama that's happening in my graduating class right now. And so many people responded from my class and not from my class, being like, wait, what happened? What did I see? Immediately, no response, just send screenshots. I sent the 2 screenshots saved in my camera roll and I said, take a gander. And some of these people were like, used to be this girl's friend. And I remember my friend Brooke, the girl that I went out with in Spain. In Madrid. Remember when I went out that night and then I didn't get home until like 8 a.m.?
Were we there?
You didn't go with me.
I mean, Amanda went to go get McDonald's. Uh-huh.
But it was her. She messaged me and she said, wait, I literally am not friends with anybody from high school anymore. What happened? And I sent the screenshots and she went, not They used to be like best friends. She was like, oh no. Oh my God, not Like, honestly, I'm blocked. She's a big Trumper now. But I was like, what the fuck? So it was just really funny because everybody that was responding to my story was like, wow, what a dumb bitch. And I was like, yeah.
Yeah. That's some good tea. That's some good shit.
Isn't it?
Yeah. And I mean, we're not going to call these people out. Who else is going to?
Exactly.
You know?
I kind of want to call somebody out now. I feel empowered to.
Yeah, I'm, like, itching to cause some drama. I feel like I'm not having enough. Actually, I've had enough fucking drama in my life this past month, let me tell you.
Oh, my God. That bitch. I would love to one day have a conversation with our good friend.
But I recently...
I would love to have a nice little combo with her bigoted ass.
I went... This was a couple weeks ago. I went rock climbing with two really good friends of mine from college. And, one of my friends, like, we met up with their, like, roommate and then friend group. And it's just, like, a queer friend group. And they're all just so open and welcoming. And it was, like, awesome. And so we all sat down to eat at this amazing place. And one of her friends is a chef. And so, like, the food was, like, amazing. Everyone was, like, sitting down. And then my friend Jeannie very loudly was like, so, Jamie, let's hear that story of you in Missouri with the Jewish thing. And I had no idea she was going to say that. And everyone was like, we've been dying to hear this. And I was like, wait, what? And they were like, yeah. And I told the story. And I always love telling that story because when it happened to me, it was very uncomfortable. But, oh, my God, I'm so glad I did.
It's such
because
a crowd pleaser.
People are shocked to their core when I tell that story. And it is truly incredible. And it happened at this bitch's wedding.
How dumb can you be to think that?
You want to know something, too? I saw Andy, my old roommate, on Thursday. Who still listens to this podcast. Shout out. We love you, Andy.
What a Southern Belle.
It's Southern Belle. The only Southerner I'll ever love.
True.
We're going to write a musical about my experience there.
Oh my God, incredible. Is that one specific number?
Yeah.
Good.
Anyway, I love that. That's it.
Yeah, so that's the drama that I had. And the moral of the story is if you're not an idiot, people won't call you out on it. You know?
And get vaccinated. Listen to me. You're
just
vaccinated against chickenpox. You, like, wonder, like, you're anti-vax, but guess what? We don't have to deal with anymore.
I know.
Polio.
Also, like...
Shingles. The measles.
At this point, like, just get vaccinated so people don't think you're a dumbass. Like, do it for other people's health and your own, absolutely. But, like, at this point, everybody that's vaccinated now just thinks that you are fucking stupid and irresponsible.
And if you're out there trying to get a fake vaccine card...
End yourself. You deserve jail.
You deserve to get COVID and be intubated and possibly die.
You deserve it.
I recently read that thing from that doctor/nurse who was like, "It's I come home crying every day because intubated people are like, is it too, can I please have the vaccine? Please don't intubate. Can I have
too
the vaccine?
Late.
And she's always like, it's too late. I'm sorry. And then they die.
Some girl, I just saw something recently that like an 18-year-old girl who was like, from, like, a very conservative family, and they were very anti-vax. And, of course, she's not old enough to fucking make her own decisions because when we were all 18, we listened to what our parents said, whether it was negative or positive, you know what I mean? Yep. Like, we heard what our parents said, and that was our opinion.
Yep.
For the most part.
Yeah.
And so that girl, who was 17 or 18 or whatever, didn't get the vaccine, was intubated, ventilated, and then asked for the vaccine, and then she died because she couldn't get it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know what? As that makes me so sad that such a young person died. Do you know what would have prevented that in the first place?
The vaccine.
So I don't feel bad for you or your family now because I don't think you deserve it. But I think that, like, you know what? Like, sorry.
I mean, it's no one's fault but yours at this point.
Yeah.
And you want more proof that the vaccine works? I was in very close proximity with someone with COVID for an entire day. Like, very touchy-feely, very in their face, and guess what? I didn't get COVID.
Yeah. People that are vaccinated are getting it, obviously, but it's not.
They're not in, the symptoms are mild, they are not being hospitalized, they maybe feel a little run down, it's like the
They probably don't even know cold. They have it half the time. Like, that's not like, I'm not saying, like, I condone that, I think that we should all get tested pretty frequently still, but, like, I feel like a lot of people that are vaccinated probably have had COVID since getting vaccinated and just didn't even know it,
but still had full-on COVID, and yeah. I did not get it, and neither did the other person who I was with.
Right. It's just stupid at this point. You just look dumb, if I'm being honest.
And also, really quickly, because I'm vaccinated and didn't show any symptoms, I didn't have to quarantine either. Like, there's now, like, when you come in contact with someone and you get tested and all this stuff, you get, like, this list of things. Like, if you're this, you don't have to this. If you're this, you have to this. And because I'm vaxxed and tested negative, I did not have to quarantine. And, like, I was able to live my life. I was able to continue the training that I was doing at my new job. I didn't endanger my entire staff or the customers I was with. Right. Like, I didn't... Just do the world a fucking favor. What is the...
That's the worst part of it. Like, I'm... My biggest fear about getting COVID is having to fucking quarantine again. That was the worst 10 days of my life.
I bet.
It was horrible. I don't want to ever do that again. And at least, during the first shutdown, like, yeah, that was really depressing and we were all, like, isolated and alone. But, like, I went home and I was, like, with my family. So, like, we were isolated, but we were isolated together for 3 months. Yeah. And, like, you were at least with, like, your roommates and stuff, you know. But, like, you could be in, like, your living room and, like, yes, it sucks. But, like, being quarantined, like, literally quarantined is horrible.
I can only imagine. I feel so lucky that I was quarantined with Haley specifically, because Haley and I are two very similar people where we both need our alone time, but then we both need to, like, have the
And you guys at least had, like, fun together.
We did. I mean, we were both very safe. I feel very lucky that because I didn't go back home, I felt very lucky that I was with that person.
My best friend was literally, like, my next door neighbor, so it was, like, we only saw each other and my parents. So it was like, you know what I mean? Like, we were allowed to see each other. So when you're quarantining, you can't do that. And guess what, bitch? Now I have a dog. So I wouldn't be able to take him. I wouldn't be able to do anything.
I'd take your dog.
Well, yeah, I know. I would just have to, like, shove him off to somebody. But either way, that's what I have to say. And that's the drama. And I hope more happens.
And that's that on that. And listen, if you want to email us, you can email us at drinkwinespilltea.
gmail.com.
Oh, that's right. Oh my god. I literally thought...
What do you think it is, Hotmail?
I panicked for a second.
At yahoo.com. At rocketmail.com. Somebody told me their email the other day was rocketmail, and I literally laughed and was like, okay, 2000s!
I saw an at Yahoo the other day.
Literally, what are you doing?
You're not of this age.
Why are you doing that? You know you're giving me a fake email.
At gmail.com. Or follow us on any of our social medias.
Our Instagram is at drinkwine_spilltea, and our Twitter is at drinkwinespilltea with the letter T, not the word. Also, we haven't tweeted in 8 years.
Because I've been banned from our
social media. I'm working on it. I don't know what to say.
We have nothing to say. We'll tweet get back.
Get vaccinated.
And then we can tweet at Lauren Dowen. Yeah. We just hop in.
Yeah. Hey, you don't know me, but...
Here's the deal. I get it. Remember when Branson, like, subtweeted about you, and then I tagged you in that subtweet, and now you guys are friends and got tattoos together?
Hello, Branson.
Yeah. Like, I did it. I understand the urge.
I love calling people out on social media. It's the best. It's the best things on the planet.
Yeah.
So.
Rate us and review us.
Subscribe. Call us out on social media.
And if you listen to us and are anti-vax, we'd love to have you on and do an argument.
Yeah. And if you are listening to us and you are on the fence about getting vaccinated, here's your motive. Do it.
Yeah. And if you need to.
Because if not, I don't like you.
Call me or text me. I will sit down and have a very long conversation with you.
Come to New York. We're paying you to get vaccinated.
Yes.
Do it for the money, bitch.
Which, I have so much to say about that really quickly. They're giving people $100 to get the vaccine. Where's my $100? I was one of the first.
Yeah, retroactive. I want it.
That's the thing. That's why I also think that this country is so fucking backwards, because we're rewarding the people who are dumb and we're not rewarding the people who are doing what they're supposed to do.
It's because we don't need a reward. Like, we're like...
We do. I need $100.
I know, but what I'm saying is that, like, our reward is literally, like, getting out of this. Yeah.
Do you think there's going to be another shutdown?
I don't, but
people have
really
been asking me.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Asking you. Jamie.
People
in your humble opinion.
Very comfortable talking to me. For some really weird, like, reason.
People don't feel comfortable talking to me. I have to yell at people tomorrow at work because they're being bitches.
Really? Mm-hmm. You're the boss?
Sometimes. Anyway.
Bye.